Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode sponsored by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about how to get more clients. We all want them, that is for damn sure. And one of the most asked questions that we get here at Penji is, well, how were you able to do it? This is such an in-depth answer, but I'm going to do as best as I can in a short period of time that may be of help to you and your business in order to help you get more clients. I've broken them down into four parts. Now, none of these approaches are revolutionary. In fact, you're not going to be able to make $1 million off that, and you're sure as hell not even going to be able to make $100. And so why am I telling you this? Because it's all about the process, and the process will allow you to make the money that you want over time. The first one is understanding your story. Now, everyone, and I mean everyone, says this. Understand your story. Know what you're doing. Know who you are. Craft your story. But in our situation, our story was ever-evolving and ever-changing. Myself and my co-founder, we spent months and months trying to figure out what our full story was. And then we got asked to be interviewed for a piece in Inc. magazine. Now, this isn't a cheap promotion or a brag or a humble brag or anything of that nature, but the story that was written for us in Inc. magazine, and I will link it in the show notes, was absolutely, absolutely perfect and just beautiful. It was everything that we could have wanted and then some. So my suggestion for a start is to reach out to somebody and ask them if they could hear your story and sit down with that individual and tell them as much as you possibly can in order to get your story in a cohesive manner. And then ask that person, or even pay them, maybe I would even recommend paying for a journalist to do this, have them write a story about your story, basically re-explaining it. And I would recommend doing this multiple times, and this might, again, require some dollars, but I think at the end of the day, you being able to share your story and then somebody being able to explain it in an easier fashion, in a written fashion, it might lead you to a better storyteller yourself, and it's going to allow you and your team to further understand the mission. Number two is interviewing your customers. And there's two parts here. So number one, if you have customers, and then two, if you're just starting out. Either way, this strategy will work for both. Call up your customers or someone that you think could be a customer of yours and ask them about their current problems in business. Once you identify what they are, hit them with this question, and it only applies to current customers. Why did you sign up for our service? Do this about 10 times, 100 times if you can. Document each response and find patterns. Your customers' answers to these questions should be your next marketing initiative in order for you to obtain new clients. Number three is narrowing down that one field in that one area. Regardless of the service that you sell, it's safe to say that everyone in the whole world could be a customer of yours. You might be living in the world of the 1% mindset, where you think your industry is a quote-unquote X-billion-dollar industry, but then say directly after, what if we could get 1%? Screw that. You won't get it, and you won't get it ever. You will never get 1% of whatever the billion-dollar industry is. Focus on micro-communities and industries that you know for 100% certain and confidence that this demographic will work. Try it out for a month and invest every resource of your entire company into this demographic and assess the results after the month. And were you able to, and then realize and assess, were you able to succeed or did it do more harm than good? And if the answer was that it did succeed, then you know to invest even more money and even more time and even more resources the second. And if it didn't work, well, it's a good lesson that will allow you to know and further understand that that core demographic isn't going to work for your business. The fourth one is to be more organized. We talked about this last week, and again, I'll link that one in the show notes as well, but organization is key. We use Google Sheets, and you can judge us all you want. We don't use any type of sexy software or anything like that. But in order for us to obtain more clients, it's all about the outreach process that we use. And we have three critical fields that are necessary in addition to all the essential ones like name, email, etc. But it's reach out date 1, 2, and 3. We follow up a minimum of 3 times to each person that either doesn't respond or is thinking about learning more about our business, Penji. This level of organization for sales is critical to your success. Also, working with a content calendar is a lifesaver. And again, I've gone into extreme detail about this one. And I've even written a blog. And again, I will also include that in the show notes as well. And as always, everybody, please reach out at any time if you have questions at hello@penji.co or connect with me directly on any social media platform under Grisbowski J. You won't want to miss next week's episode where we talk about insecurities in business. Catch you next Thursday, and until then, go out there and execute your vision. Have a great rest of your day.